I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right side. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. This is the word of God for the people of God. Today we're going to take a break from our sermon series to talk a little bit about our journey with the Lord. Psalm 21 is a poem, a song, written, or they say it was written, by King David. In some translations of the Bible, this psalm has the subtitle, A Song of Ascents. And it may be easier to understand what this means if we go way back to the original Hebrew, which says, a song for the journey to a higher place. And so we've been talking over these last weeks about how to come to a higher place and how to become a more fruitful congregation as we take some risk in our mission, as we're very intentional about our faith development, as we are radical in our hospitality, as we just really step it up in trying to serve the Lord. So we're on a journey to a higher place, both as individual people, as individual Christians, and as a church. Now, this particular psalm was written as the Jewish people headed towards Jerusalem, which was on a higher plane from the surrounding land. The journey from Jericho to Jerusalem, for example, was very dangerous as they were traveling, and they even called this way the Way of Blood because there were many thieves, there were wild animals, things that could get you along the journey. So it was pretty dangerous. Walking 17 miles from Jericho to Jerusalem, the road rises about 3,500 feet. So it's genuinely a road upward. Now, when people went up to Jerusalem for feasts and celebrations, they sang special songs along the way. And Psalm 121 was one of these songs that they sang. They remembered God's faithfulness and the way that God had helped them in their journey from the wilderness to come into the promised land. The psalm can be applied to our students today and to our teachers as they move upward and onward into a new school year. In fact, the psalm reminds us all that the best way that we can travel is with the Lord. God will help us as nothing else can in this journey. Today, you see all the school supplies before you. We have blessed them. We've prayed over them. These will help the students in their journey this year, the ones who normally may not be able to afford especially such nice backpacks and things that you have given. So I praise God for you and for your generosity. Backpacks are great. They're great. I know, because, of course, I have my backpack, and what color is it? Purple, of course. I've had this backpack for many years. I used to be in much better shape than I am now, and I loved to hike, and I still do. I try to get out, but not in the mountains that I've climbed before. And I would always take this backpack with me. And carrying this backpack over the years, I've worn it so much that these things frayed, and I had to sew patches on them to hold it together. But it's been well used. And every time I get out this backpack, I begin to think about God, and I think about God on the journey with me. And it reminds me of God. And you say, that's crazy, Tamlin. Why? Well, I think it reminds me of God because I carry all kinds of things in here that I need. I've got some good Band-Aids for the blisters that I always get on my feet because I don't wear my hiking shoes enough. So I have to put the Band-Aids on, and it reminds me of God healing us when we go on the journey of life and how we get a lot of bumps and bruises on the way, right? Things hurt us. Things damage us. And yet God is always willing to heal us and to soothe us and to make things better. So the Band-Aids remind me of God in that way. When I look inside, there's some good things that I find in here. I'm looking and I see, there's a map. Very important. If I get off the trail, and believe me, I have plenty of times. I have a friend. We went hiking once, and we got lost in the parking lot trying to get onto the trail. I kid you not. I'm so embarrassed, but we were there for an hour. So I need this map, Chattahoochee National Forest. This one is very good. Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah, and of course, food. You know me. I'm going to take food. And, you know, God has given us a map to look at, and that's the Bible. It gives us direction because we need spiritual food, don't we? We need spiritual food, not just this kind of food on our journey. We need food for the soul, which comes from studying God's word and from being around other Christians and from praying and serving and being together. Spiritual food is so important. So we've got that. And yeah, I mentioned that I get lost. And so in case I do get lost, I have this fluorescent green tapey stuff. So I could tie it on the branches of a tree and even write my name in case somebody has to come look for me with the magic marker and just tie it on there so that when I start going around in circles, I go, oh, I've been here before. Yeah, absolutely. That's me. Yeah, it's so true. Okay, so, yeah, I've got somewhere in here. I got bug spray, right? You say, well, Tamlin, how can you use that? Okay, well, the bug spray is really good. First of all, my friend made it. It's all natural, so I'll do a commercial for her. But the bug spray is good because it keeps away pests. And in our Christian journey, we have a lot of pests that are evil things coming at us, you know, that will take us down if we're not careful. We need to pray that God will protect us, will protect our family, will keep away evil. Remember that we don't want, as we prayed in the prayer of Jabez, keep us from evil. Keep us from evil. Not only from evil things getting us, but from us accepting evil in our lives. And somewhere there's a flashlight. It's very important. It's a nice bright one, but anyway, I can't find it at the moment. That's not surprising because this is like my purse. But the flashlight is the light in the darkness, the light that shines even in the deepest, darkest places in the wilderness. And we need the light. We need the light of God on our journey, wherever we are, to shine both into our hearts, to keep us from fear, to lift us up and encourage us, but also shining from us so that others can see the light of Christ. Light is very important in our lives. So these things remind me of God. As important as my backpack is, and as much as I like it, it's nothing like taking God on the journey of life, because God is so much greater and so much more important as we go forward. Our psalm today reminds us that God is on our journey as we accept him. He is much greater than anything we can face in life. We're going to go through those valleys, and I bet everybody here could tell me a dark place, a valley that you've gone through, you know, whether it be the deepest, darkest valley, the loss of a spouse or the loss of a child, the loss of a loved one, very deep and dark. And some of our folks are going through that. or maybe some of you have been to the highest mountain, and it's hard for you because you're so happy to be up there that you don't even want to come down. And yet God will gently bring you down so that you can walk amongst everybody again and just be a part of a faith community. God takes you through the high points, through the low points. He takes you through the times when you're sick, you need healing. He takes you through the times when you're lonely and depressed, and when you need to know that you're not alone. He takes you through all of those times. It's so important that we call upon him, as they do in this psalm, to let him know that you want him to be present in your life, that you want him to walk with you. Now, I read a story about a boy named John who was looking forward to going to his best friend's birthday party. And you probably can't even imagine this now, but John lived up north, and it was snowing. And I mean, it wasn't snowing a little bit. It was snowing a lot. In fact, it was snowing so hard that he couldn't really even see very far ahead, and 3 feet of snow had already accumulated. But the little boy said to his dad, "Dad, please, everybody's going to the party. Please, let me go to the party." And his father listened to him for a while, and he said, "Okay, you can go to the party." And so he put on his heaviest jacket and his scarf and his hat and his boots, and he headed out the door because it was only a couple of blocks away. And so it took little John over an hour to get to the party. When he finally arrived, he knocked on the door and he waited for someone to let him in. And as the door was opening, he turned and he saw a man walking away. His father had walked along behind him to make sure that he had gotten to the party safely. God does that for us. Sometimes we're not even aware that God is with us as we go through difficult storms in our lives, as we go through journeys through the valley. But God is ever present. He is our strength. Being a Christian is not the easy button that we can just push and say, okay, now everything's going to be great. We're still going to have the ups and the downs in our lives. We're still going to have to go through the journey. But the great thing is that God is with us. Our students and our teachers will face many difficult situations this year. There are going to be times when they're going to say, "Why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? Why?" And you're going to be facing times when you're going to be tempted, where, you know, there are going to be pests in your lives as well. There are going to be all kinds of things that happen to you this year. But just remember that God is on the journey with you. He cares very deeply about what you're doing. He cares very deeply about everything that is important to you. And he will walk with you on the journey and be with you as you ask him to be there. So we continue to pray for those who are going to school. Some have already started, for our teachers and administrators, for our students. We're going to ask God to be with you. And for all of the rest of us, will you ask God to be on the journey with you this week? Will you be intentional every day to go to God and say, "God, please go with me today. Go ahead of me today. Be with me. Show me the way. Help me to avoid evil. Help me to do what you are calling me to do each and every day." Will you do that? Will you ask God to lead you, to guide you, to shelter you, to protect you, and to save you? Let us pray that you will do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please take out your